12.20. Fed up with school lunch? You can make a change.
You're sitting in class and your stomach is starting to rumble. Finally the bell rings and it's time for lunch. Woohoo! After all that time in class, you deserve a chance to head to the cafeteria and sit down, relax and enjoy the company of your friends over a meal. But wait a minute. What exactly are you eating? When choosing what to eat for lunch, making a healthy choice is really important. Here's why. Eating a variety of healthy foods gives you energy to do stuff, helps you grow the way you should, and can even keep you from getting sick. Think of your school lunch as the fuel you put in your tank. If you choose the wrong kind of fuel, you might run out of energy before the day is over. So what is the right kind of fuel? What does a healthy lunch look like? Most kids have the choice of packing lunch or buying one at school. The good news is that a kid can get a healthy lunch by doing either one. A packed lunch isn't automatically healthier than the one you buy at school. If you pack chocolate, cake and potato chips, that's not a nutritious meal. But a packed lunch, if you do it right, does have a clear advantage. When you pack your lunch, you can be sure it includes your favourite healthy foods, stuff you know you like. If your favourite sandwich is peanut butter and banana, just make it and pack it. Then you can eat it for lunch. Or maybe you love olives, go ahead and pack them. Whether you pack or buy your lunch, follow these guidelines.
1. Choose fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables are like hitting the jackpot when it comes to nutrition. They make your plate more colourful and they're packed with vitamins and fibre. It's a good idea to eat at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, so try to fit in 1 or 2 at lunch. A serving isn't a lot. A serving of carrots is 1/2 cup, or about 6 baby carrots. A fruit serving could be 1 medium orange. 2. Know the facts about fat. Kids need some fat in their diets to stay healthy. It also helps keep you feeling full. But you don't want to eat too much of it. Fat is found in butter, oils, cheese, nuts, and meats. Some higher fat lunch foods include French fries, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, macaroni and cheese, and chicken nuggets. Don't worry if you like these foods. No food is bad, but you may want to eat them less often and in smaller portions. Foods that are lower in fat are usually baked or grilled. Some of the best low-fat foods are fruits, vegetables, and low-fat milk. 3. Let whole grains reign. Grains include breads, cereals, rice, and pasta. But as we learn more about good nutrition, it's clear that whole grains are better than refined grains. What's the difference? Brown rice is a whole grain, but white rice is not. Likewise, whole wheat bread contains whole grains, whereas regular white bread does not. 4. Slurp sensibly. It's not just about what you eat. Drinks count too. Milk has been a favourite lunchtime drink for a long time. If you don't like milk, choose water. Avoid juice drinks and sodas. 5. Balance your lunch. When people talk about balanced meals, they mean meals that include a mix of food groups. Some grains, some fruits, some vegetables, some meat or protein foods, and some dairy foods such as milk and cheese. Try to do this with your lunch. If you don't have a variety of foods on your plate, it's probably not balanced. 6. Avoid packaged snacks. Many schools make salty snacks, candy and soda available in the cafeteria or in vending machines. It's okay to have these foods once in a while, but they shouldn't be on your lunch menu. 7. Mix it up. Do you eat the same lunch every day? If that lunch is a hot dog, it's time to change your routine. Keep your taste buds from getting bored and try something new. Eating lots of different kinds of food gives your body a variety of nutrients. 8. Quit the Clean Plate Club. Because lunch can be a busy time, you might not stop to think whether you're getting full. Try to listen to what your body is telling you. If you feel full, it's okay to stop eating. 12.21. Topic in a nutshell.
I'd like to be healthy, and I don't want to put on weight, so I try to have a balanced diet. I never skip breakfast. I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, at least 2 or 3 portions a day, because they contain lots of fibre, minerals and vitamins. I try to avoid salty and sugary snacks. I rarely eat junk food. It's greasy and unhealthy. I drink milk or yoghurt every day because they are good sources of calcium. Calcium is good for our bones. When I'm thirsty, I drink mineral water or fruit juice. My friends say that I'm a picky eater, but the truth is that I just pay attention to what I eat and drink. There is only one food on this earth that I refuse to eat, and that's liver. Mum made me eat it when I was a little child because she said it would make me big and strong. I hate it. My only weakness is chocolate. I have a really sweet tooth and cannot walk by a chocolate bar and not eat it. I love sweets. My favourite food is pancakes. I love pancakes, jam-filled pancakes, pancakes with Nutella, hazelnut spread, or cottage cheese. But most of all, Gundel pancakes, pancakes with chocolate sauce and walnuts. I like to try new foods, especially food from other countries. When we are abroad or eat at a foreign restaurant, I always order something I haven't eaten before. We don't go out very often, only on special occasions such as birthdays, name days, or my parents' wedding anniversary. I don't have one favourite restaurant. I love Indian food and Indian restaurants. They have a special decor, candlelit tables and friendly atmosphere, with Indian music playing in the background. The food is delicious and the service is usually quick and excellent. Unfortunately, I can't cook. The only thing I can make is scrambled eggs, but that's all.